So, like we just said a second ago, so Sefer HaChinuch includes all 613 mitzvot. As you may or may not know, there are lots of other counts, there are lots of other books of all the 613 mitzvot. Now, for those of you who are not aware, I'm going to shatter common belief, or maybe some think that there are only 613 mitzvot. The truth is there are many, many, many more than 613 mitzvot. But we have this number from Chazal that there are supposed to be 613 mitzvot. This is the count that we have. And so therefore, because of that, there were all these people throughout the centuries that decided to try to figure out what are the 613 mitzvot that Chazal had in mind. So the Rambam very famously came up with his Sefer HaMitzvot, and the Ramban very famously came up with a series of commentaries on that, saying when he disagrees or agrees with the Rambam. So the Sefer HaChinuch came along, and he said, you know what, I really like what the Rambam did, but you know what, you read the Rambam and I don't really understand when exactly where each mitzvah comes from, what parsha it comes from, etc. So as a result, the Sefer HaChinuch came around and he said, I'm going to base a new Sefer HaMitzvot, a new book of all the 613 mitzvot after the Rambam's count, more or less agreeing with what he says. However, I'm going to base it on each parsha. So basically, he goes from the beginning of the Torah, from Bereishis all the way until Vezos HaBracha, and counts, tells you which mitzvot and how many mitzvot are in every single parsha. He writes a beautiful akdama at the beginning, a beautiful introduction at the beginning of his sefer that we'll read just an excerpt of at the end of this 5-minute class. Just a few more notes on who the Sefer HaChinuch was. So we have no idea who the Sefer HaChinuch was. There is something to say that maybe it was the Ra'ar of Aaron Halevi, who was a student of the Ramban, which would make a lot of sense. That's why he's basing his book after a lot of the writings of the Rambam and the Ramban. But so some people do say that maybe it was the Ra'ar who wrote it, but again, we have no idea who wrote it, but that's what some people like to say. In general, the format, as you'll notice, is basically for every single mitzvah, he divides it into four or five parts, and those four or five parts are as follows. First, he begins by giving the description of what the mitzvah actually is. Then he'll say what the shoresh ha-mitzvah is, the underlying purpose of the mitzvah. Then he'll go into all the dini ha-mitzvah, the laws of the mitzvah. And then I'll speak about the applicability of the mitzvah, which means when the mitzvah is nohag, when are we accustomed to do it, when it applies, etc. And then finally, if this is relevant, he'll talk about the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban for every single individual mitzvah. Now, we mentioned a second ago that he has this beautiful introduction, so we'll just read a little excerpt from it, but I encourage anyone at some point, maybe together at some point we'll read it, the entire thing. But just to begin this series with a bit of an understanding of why the Sefer HaChinuch is doing this whole work. So most rabbis, when they write books, they write introductions, and usually we skip past the introductions because who wants to read that? You just want to know what they have to say. But here is the reason from the Sefer HaChinuch himself why he decided to write this book. So again, this is from towards the end of his introduction, but this basically sort of encapsulates what he's trying to do. He says, "Ve'ata biyos tarayag mitzvos sheba sefer mefuzaros betocho heina vehina." When it comes to the Torah, all the 613 mitzvos that are in the Torah are sort of scattered all around. There are some here, there are some there. Betoch sipurim achirim shenichtavu basefer liikar gadol ulitzorich sheish lemitzvos behem. There are all these mitzvos that are put in various stories, and now these stories, of course, they're important stories, but we don't exactly know. It's hard to pinpoint exactly which mitzvos are in every single story and which mitzvos are relevant to each story. Ulai, therefore, maybe lo yitin every single person, when they're going to read the Torah, they'll be so enthralled with all the various activities that are happening in the Torah that they won't actually sort of pay attention to which mitzvos are in every single parsha. And therefore, if he doesn't know which mitzvos are in every single parsha, then he won't know which mitzvos to be careful for. He will not have been able to learn them properly. Alkin, therefore, he says, "Ra'iti tov." I have deemed that this would be a good idea. Ani hadal be'alfi. He sort of, as all good rabbis do, they sort of humble themselves at the beginning. He's saying, that he's the lowliest of the low. Talmid hatamidim shebizmani, that he's a student of the students of his time. Right? He's nothing. Ish Yehudi mi beis Levi Barceloni. So he said he doesn't really identify. We don't know who he is. He never really identifies himself, but he does give one identifying factor over here. He says that he is a Jewish man from the house of Levi of Barcelona. So we know that he's from Barcelona. We know that he's a Levi. So that's why some people take that to say maybe he's the Ra'ah, because that would fit with his biography. Lichtov ha-mitzvos al derech hasidarim v'chasidah shenichtavu ba-Torah zo achar zo. He says, as a result, I'm going to write all the mitzvos according to the order of the Torah to make it very easy so that you can read every single parsha every week, and you can also read which mitzvos apply that week or that come up that week. La'orer, why? La'orer, lev, ha'na'ar, b'ni, v'hayadim, chaveirav. so that I can awaken the hearts of all the young people, my children, and my children's friends. Also, I say there every single week after you finish learning the parsha, then you could also learn which mitzvahs apply for that parsha. So that you can realize all of the mitzvahs that are in the Torah. And then once you know which mitzvahs are in the Torah, then you can actually begin practicing those mitzvahs. And so that basically that instead of being involved in other silly things, you'll be involved in the important things, and that is learning Torah and understanding what the Torah has to teach us. So you don't have to think about silly things, you're thinking about the Torah. As you grow up, you'll learn the Torah in your youth, and then as you grow up, you'll be able to keep to all the mitzvahs of the Torah. And then he includes one other final idea. He says that when it comes to learning all the mitzvahs, you know, they're very nice and all, but it's sometimes hard to understand what the purpose is. So therefore, he says, for every single mitzvah, he's going to do his best to write an explanation, the underlying reason, as we said, for every single mitzvah. So when the Torah gives a reason for every single mitzvah, then that's going to be an easy one, he says. So I'll just write what the Torah says. He said that when it comes to the other mitzvahs in the Torah that we don't have a real reason for, that it's hard to exactly understand from the Torah itself doesn't tell us. So he says, I'm going to tell you whatever the wise people have told me and what I've come to understand from other wise people in the world. That's how I'm going to tell you what the meaning of a lot of these mitzvahs are. But so that's to just give you a taste. That'll be what the whole Sefer Chinuch is about. Listing all the 613 mitzvahs, and he'll be using this following order, all in mind, so that when you get to the end of the Torah, you'll understand where every single mitzvah is, and so that you can understand all the 613 mitzvahs. So this is just the beginning. This is the Hakdama of our own Shir series, and God willing, tomorrow we will begin breaking into all of the mitzvahs, but for now, we'll stop right here.